Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Don't let it, don't let it, don't let it. money, ooh, Geronimo. Yeah, 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 yeah. Got to have it. I really need it.
It is Tuesday, of course, and it is time to talk to me. And welcome back, everybody. I hope everyone had a safe weekend. I know there's a lot of things going on in the city. We're losing a lot of people, young, old. It doesn't matter what color. We're just losing our young individuals. It is so much hatred in our city right now. We have asked if anyone was interested in being a part of a solution. I'm not going to say we're going to solve the problem, but we at least can come up with some solutions to try to figure out how to get to a situation where we can come together and try to encourage young and older people to make better decisions in their life. So we're going to get a date together where we actually can have people come and be a part of, won't be like an interview, but it's going to be a panel of people, and we need you, and we need you, the city needs you, your community needs you, the streets need you, to come in and discuss how we can move forward with trying to help out our culture, because we do need some help. I am in a great mood today. I hope you are too. Well, I want to say my condolences to Damon Craig's family. That was a loss that we lost on Wednesday of last week, well, early Thursday morning, unexpected loss. It wasn't any gun violence or anything, just sometimes our body don't correspond with our activities. And unfortunately, Damon had a heart attack. But I will say that I love the person that you were, and you always treated me with respect, and I've also always given you respect. And I put on my Facebook page that I was glad that I got to hug him Wednesday, because that's just a normal thing for me, is to hug people that I know and I genuinely have love for, because if you're a real person, you want real surroundings. And people always say you should surround yourself with the kind of people that you want to be involved with. You're following the positivity based, not negativity. So my condolences go out to D. Craig's family, his sons, and the moms and family members and friends that have also taken a hit with this one. Unexpected death is the worst, you know. You just never know But like I said, it was health-related issues, and it wasn't gun violence or nothing like that. So that like is a deep breath. You're like, whew, I'm glad, because I don't think Damon has any enemies, but I don't know. You never know who's hating on you, and you never know who envies you. So you never know what people have in their mind, especially when they're jealous of money. That's why I played Money Song. This first episode is going to be based upon money. We're going to talk about money and how it says the song, it rules all evil. Everybody wants it all. No one wants to work for it, of course, but everyone wants to have the money, but nobody wants to put the work in to get the money. So with that being said, first steps is have your own money. Make your own money and make it legally, so you don't have to worry about anyone coming after you trying to get it. Now, I am not saying that just because you do it the honest way that you won't have people that will be jealous and envy you of what you have, because people are always going to talk about you whether you're doing good or doing bad. So money is, like I said, everybody wants it, and everybody wants a lot of it. Of course, it takes a lot to live right now. You know, gas is $5 to $6 a gallon. Some places it's $10 a gallon. It just depends on what part of our country that you live in, because the high-end areas to live in, they're definitely suffering with the price of gas. You'll probably see more people riding bikes, which is healthy. It's healthy, but it's hot as hell outside, y'all. Let me tell y'all, we got the 95 today. This is one of the hottest days in the city today, and I love heat. I love heat. I'd rather be hot than cold any day. Back to the money issues. We have to come together when we do have money to create ways to make more money, because the more we do together as a group, a unit, a community, foundation, the more we could accomplish. So you get a few dollars in your pocket, bless somebody. And I'm saying that because I have truly been blessed. And I don't have a lot of money, but the change that I got, I'm willing to share it with you. I'm not going to tell you if I got $3, I'm going to give you $1.75. That ain't going to make no sense. But if you need that $3 more than I think I'm going to need it, I'm going to give you the $3. Don't expect me to give you half of my money, especially if you haven't done nothing to help me get it. But if you really need it, you know, if you see somebody on the street hungry, you got a couple of extra dollars in your pocket, you know, buying them something to eat. You don't necessarily have to give them the money. I will not try to help you feed an addiction, but I will try to help you eat. Clothes, you got some old clothes, you know, you see somebody homeless, you driving past them, give it to them. You know, what are you doing with it? If you're not utilizing it, help somebody else. You know, maybe that outfit can change their mindset to be like, hey, I really look nice in this outfit. Maybe I should go get me a job while it's clean. And then I can clean myself up. Then I can get a check. Then I can move off of the streets. So you never know what an outfit could do for a person. You never know how much energy a hamburger or cheeseburger could give somebody to encourage them to go do something different for that day that they haven't done all day. And I know that people that do be standing on the highways collecting money and stuff. I heard a story one time that somebody was giving a homeless person at the intersection a couple of dollars, like every time they get off the highway, and they actually saw that person walk across the street and get into a Mercedes Benz. Well, we never know what somebody's situation is, because just because you riding in a Mercedes Benz don't mean that you could afford it, because you might have the money when you got that Benz, but guess what? You could have lost your job. You could have got sick. anything could happen, and now you no longer have the funds to accommodate the things in your life that you need, so you have to figure out a way to make it. And sometimes people give up on themselves. Like, they get embarrassed. Their integrity is tapped into. Like, I was around in this nice-ass Benz, dressing nice every day. Now I don't have a job. You know, I don't really have nowhere to live. I'm going from house to house, cousin to cousin. And then the shit gets bad because you don't want anyone to know what you're going through when you can actually let somebody know that they can help you. They may can lead you to a place or someone who has a resource that can help you get back on your feet before you get too far gone. And it all stems from money, because once you've had it and then you don't have it, you lose focus on yourself. So you can't allow that to happen. So you have, in order to maintain your sanity, just before it gets too bad, just ask somebody for some help. But just, you never know. They may be going through something, and there may be something that you could do for them in exchange for them doing something for you that could help build both you guys up. The Wheelers Boys Club on 30th Street off of 30th and Keystone, somebody painted on the side of their building, don't, you know, look down on a brother, or help them up, you know. So I think that is our thing, is that when we get money, we forget that we didn't have it at first. And that means you had to do something to get it. Whether it was legally or illegally, you got it now. You need to figure out how you could be a blessing to other people so you can continue to get those blessings. Like I said, I'm in a great mood today. I had a great day yesterday. I had a great day. Every day I wake up, I try to make it better. So I was blessed yesterday with some money. I had to spend a little to get it, but I got it. And you know, the first thing that I did was to give to my elderly family. No, it wasn't that much, but it made their day. They wasn't expecting it, and I know that they have been a blessing to me, so I want to make sure that they continue to stay blessed. And I don't know, I was been looking over here, but the screen is in front of me, so if y'all act like, why is she looking over there? I'm tripping. I ain't even looking at y'all, and I ain't looking at you either. But the money part of it is somebody blessed me with it, and you learn to be a blessing to others. You learn that from church, because the church folk always tell you to be a blessing to someone else, even if you're not down, you're down to your last or a little bit. You know, share the wealth, put your shit together, and make that money. Don't let the money make you. That's a stripper phrase, ain't it? No, I'm not a stripper, but I think I would have been good at it if I had started off while I was young. And Big Hard Drive just walked in with his stripper, new stripper capabilities. He been stripping, he just wouldn't get paid for it. See.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your man, Wayne Abernathy, also known as Big Hard Drive.
How you doing today, Tyler B?
I am wonderful. I cannot complain. I will not complain.
Don't.
I could, but I'm not going to do it.
Why? Because ain't nobody going to listen.
Well, I think they will listen, but I don't know if they will be willing to help out the complaint.
Exactly. I heard you was in here talking about some money.
Money.
I love that topic. That's right up my alley.
So when I said I won't complain, I say that because if you got enough energy to complain, you should have enough energy to fix the issue.
That is a true statement.
Yeah, so that's my motto. If you got enough time to complain, you can fix the issue. You know what I'm saying? If you can't fix the issue, leave that shit alone. It ain't for you.
Exactly.
It ain't for you. It's not for you. So, like I said, I had a good night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Money.
Oh, okay. Did we just change subjects?
No. Okay. It wasn't that kind of a good night. But
okay.
I certainly could buy some if I wanted it.
It's funny that you're talking about money right now, too, because I just had this conversation yesterday with my mother, right? And I had her break out a piece of paper, and I told her to put down last year's date, which was what? What's today? 15? 14?
Yeah.
I had her put down
14.
June 13, 2021. Then I had her put down June 13, 2022. And I had her make a list, and I had her put on there, what was your debt on that date? And what's your debt now? What was your investments and what it is now? And I had to mark all that down. And when we got all done, I said, see, now you can see your progression in life. Because she started out for like maybe like $30,000 in debt last year.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the year, I paid off all her debt. So she has zero debt this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about you have money, you help people
out.
You be a blessing.
Especially when it's your family members and your elderly people in your family, because
yeah.
that takes a lot of pressure off of them. They already of age and worried about their health issues, you know, what's going to happen if something happens to them and, you know, things like that. So always be a blessing to somebody else. And it's the little things. It doesn't necessarily have to be nothing large. It's the small things that make them smile, and it also gives them a sense of knowing that you've done something in your life that you know that somebody respects and appreciates.
And then also, you know, teaching people, you know, because, you know, when it comes to money, one thing we were not taught is how to earn money or make money. We're taught a lot of times to spend it.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
a million and one ways to spend it, but then when you try to learn how to make it, you know, it seems like it's almost like that. I would say it's the old dirty secret. I just think that sometimes when it comes to making money, a lot of times once people realize it takes a little bit more work than they think, then they just settle for what they're getting.
Right. Not putting the effort into getting it, to the improvement.
To get
to the
extra, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I agree with that. And then, you know, I heard on the news, well, on the radio the other day that New York, right now, you have to have an income of $160,000.
Yeah, I heard that.
Just to be able to buy it, that's basic. To apply for an apartment.
Yeah, I said that too. $160,000,
and here we are. The average black person out here right now is averaging maybe $40,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, that ain't the black person. It's everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean that's everybody, but I'm just saying how much harder that is for us, and what all we have to do to to that status, because if we lived in it, well, I couldn't live in New York. I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
But see, also part of that, also the salary is more too. I mean,
yeah,
so,
but
you don't,
it
but you
equals
don't
out because you don't get the value of it because
yeah,
you're dishing it out to. Now, if your mortgage is minimum $2,000 a month, you got to be bringing home at least $6,000 plus, because that's just your house payment.
Yeah.
That ain't the car, the insurance, the clothes, utilities, your gas.
Your BBM or whatever it's called.
What's the,
when they go get the bike.
That's extracurricular.
Oh, my bad.
Everybody can't afford that. Everybody ain't getting it. Some people are taking loans out to get their ass fixed.
Oh, wow.
But.
Really? You know what's so crazy? Speaking of getting your ass fixed and taking a loan, I know this is way off base what we're talking about.
You're surprising me today.
Yeah, but exactly, right? Like, I don't, yeah, right. Like, I'm never off base. But you know that the government is paying for men to get the transgender operation, like if they're in federal prison or in the military?
So if they're in federal prison and they're a man that wants to become a woman, will they get moved to a female facility?
I would get, oh, yeah, I'm sure. You're gonna be man pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, so they actually have a thing. There's a guy who's in prison, was ex-military, and he's transitioning over, and there's some type of grant or something out there that pays for the operation.
Wow, that is, it's amazing what the government does for people.
Right.
You know, everything that we actually need, we don't get it.
No.
But the stupidest shit
you gonna get,
they pay for. That is the most ridiculous thing.
Ain't that crazy?
You're in prison, and you want to be the woman of the prison. So we gonna pay for you to have your sex changed.
Yeah.
You're a fucking prisoner. You're supposed to be being punished. That's a luxury.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's a fucking luxury. You know, like, where's the punishment in whatever crime that you did? Now, I ain't gonna say that you did something. Well, if you're in jail for that long, you done turned your ass around.
Well, I think that's a whole totally different conversation there. I think the ones who get the surgery are the ones who was like that before they went to prison.
I don't know.
Not the one that
we don't know.
Got
we gotta do some more research on that.
Talking about Jesse, who's Jackie now.
Oh shit! If your name's Jesse, period, and you trying to be Jackie, that still ain't good.
You chase the whole narrative.
Money.
Money.
Even with our money. That's just crazy. Like, who would have thought that you can go to prison and then get your sex change turned around? My question is, will you be transferred to a female facility? Are they going to make a special bathroom for you now? Because if you don't have no penis, you in a man facility, where are you going to pee at? That's a good question when you come back, Dwayne. Where are they going to pee at? They gonna order them some of them stand up cups like they have the women. So if you outside and you gotta pee, you can pop it up there. Like, I don't know, this is just crazy. See, crazy, crazy. But this is America, and you know anything can happen in America. We are just so far turned around. It doesn't make any sense. But it is what it is. We're going to talk some more about money when we come back. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
Look, my bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. I ride in dick in some big tall hills. Big fat check, big large bills. Burn out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch, I give raw chills. 10 different looks and my lips so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's no stone wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is up.
Money.
I don't really need a D, I need up.
Money.
All a bad bitch need is up.
Money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop, touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shoot. You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash,
money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more. Pants in the coop, bustin' out the coop. I got pants in the coop, bustin' out. I gotta fly, I need a jet, shit. I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money, shit. I need cheese for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble, bring brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop, yeah. I did go pop, pop. That's me bustin' that bubble. I'm the Sonny with the drip, baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch, bring a thotty to the whip. If she find her, she fake, got. Damn, fucking pass the mirror, ooh. Damn, I'm fine. Let a bitch try me, ooh. Hammer time, I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is up.
Money.
I don't really need a D, I need up.
Money.
All a bad bitch need is up.
Money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot, bow. Shake a little ass,
money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store,
money.
Get a little cash,
money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more,
money.
I got pants in the coop, but in the coop. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, pop your pop. Bitch, oh, pop for whoever. You know who popped the most shit? The people who shit not together.
Okay.
You know that cardio freak. All my pajamas are leather. Bitch, I will crack on your ass. Wakanda forever. Feel like a honey bun. Feel like a crummy gun. Roll your one in one. Come get your mommy some cardio. Yes, sis. Bitch, kiss the ring and kiss rock, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Ooh, ayy. Make that nigga put that 2K. I like my niggas dark like. Hey, he gonna eat this ass like food. I was born to flex,
diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex, but nothing in this world that I like more than culture. All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
KKC. Money.
Living room flow, play Nintendo, it's seasonino. Pick up my phone, say I'm not home. Sex all night, mad head in the moon. Spin my beat, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT, say it be IG. Check it, you wanna be my man, squeeze, baby. Don't you wanna be what I need, baby. Won't you picture life as my wife? Just think, foot left, mix back, exit all mix. Bring this to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you can say you the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent fed to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the bitch said I raised up. Why she wanna stick me for my paper? My Moschino hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me, that's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commence the ass kicking. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick running your lips cause of you. I'm not the real fucker, bitch, shit.
Nick, better grab a seat. Grab on your dick as this bitch gets deep. Deeper than the pussy of a bitch's feet. This dick feel sweet and this will do for cheap. Young bitch from the street, guarantee to stay there. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. My billboard down, niggas press to hit it. Play me like a chicken, sticking a press to get it. Rather lose a killing in the stick of dust. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lift between my knees, nigga, don't you? Wanna see me whipping your three down the ab? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm mad. Break up the fear, lick shots in the air. You get back to start singing everywhere, me shit. Now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cop on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this. So what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suit. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Seems to make up for all the gang and the vibe. Hallmark card saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? To pay back the bitch, motherfucker. Believe me. Nah, I ain't gay. This ain't no Lesbo flow. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
Get money. Yeah. got money, Lil Wayne, then the music drop. I make it snow, I make it fluffy, I make it out back tomorrow, don't worry. Yeah, young Wayne on the move, he ain't the son, he get Wayne on the move. Young
money,
get that money, man. So just a few notes here. If you want to call in or comment or ask questions about anything regarding Yaiza Radio, talk to Tana or any of the shows that we do have. We have 14 channels at Yaiza Studios. You can call 515-605-9800. If you're a business owner and you want to give a shout out for your business, you can call 47-232-9368. Press pound 4. You'll have 5 minutes to give your shout out to see how you can help Yaiza build their business, and we can help you build your business as well. On Sunday, we have the Culture Kings. On Monday, we have Controversy with Stephen B. from 10 to 12 p.m. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, moving forward with Dwayne Abernathy from 10 to 12. Wednesdays, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. And Friday from 8 to 10, The Culture Kings with Marcus and Dwayne Abernathy. What time is the Wednesdays, Peppy and Snap? On the One God channel. All day, y'all here all day? Oh, they record on Monday, but it plays all day on Wednesday. So you can download YaizaRadio.com or YaizaTV.com and simply subscribe. We have different packages that fits your budget. Right now, we do know the gas is high, but trust me, this is something that you would not want to not subscribe to. We have a shopping network. We have a 24-hour DJ channel, and we also have me on Tuesday. So why would you not want to be here? You know, I don't understand if you don't want to be here. All right. So then also with that being said, coming up July the 2022. Funny First Fridays right back at you at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street, Suite 790, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229. And that show is brought to you by myself, Tana B. You can follow me on Instagram, The Real Tana B. TheReal Tonnab. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Hodges, TonnaHodges. And I also have a new page, Tana B's Karaoke. So you can follow me on Instagram, Tana B's Karaoke. You can see where we're going to be at. We're in 5 different locations throughout the city, throughout the week, me and Jasmine B. We're also offering Raw For Real, which is my daughter's clothing line, but it has an umbrella that covers everything. She has business cards, flyers. You can also get customized Crocs. You can get customized T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, whatever you have for your business that you want to promote. Let us put the stamp on it, Raw For Real. So, and then that's Raw For Real _ on Instagram as well. So we outside, bitch. We trying to make some ends meet, and we're meeting them. Meeting ends and deadlines, because we about that money. I told you this show all about money. You got to spend a little to get a little. Sometimes you might spend it and don't get your return as fast. But no, if you trust in the Lord, it'll come back to you. And as my mama would say, I'll drink to that. The ladies, the Dazzling Divas of Comedy, will also be in Missouri. And that date is going to be July the 11th. It's a Monday. You have myself, Miss Poovy, Stephanie, and Wynette. That's going to be in Overland, Missouri. And that is at the... Boy, my ass is dead. Star on the Rocks is where it's called. That showtime is at 9 p.m. Like I said, that's in Overland, Missouri on July the 11th. So that's going to be a pretty dope show at the Dazzling Divas on the road. And we can come to your city anytime you need us. Just give us a call, 317-698-2969. That's my number. Call me. I'll get you in touch with whoever you need, and we'll try to bring to you what you need, because comedy is a relief. But we do want to make some money now. Don't get it twisted. We about that money for that, too. People just know that this is Tuesday. You talk to Tana on Tuesday, but they continually to call my phone. I wish they would call the radio show and ask me what they want to add. No, I don't. Let me take that back. I might not want them on the air asking me questions, because it ain't no telling what they might say. Next Tuesday, y'all, we're going to be streaming live right from the radio show. If you are a business owner, entrepreneur, and you would like to sit in, you can sit in and be a part of our live audience. We're going to take seven entrepreneurs to sign up, and we have 2 different time slots available for you to come and be a part of the Talk to Tana show. You'll also get interviewed, you'll sign up to get interviewed on my extra show or the Country King show. We cross-promoting everybody, so... you want to be a part of an up-and-coming internet radio station, this is where you should be. Yizor, YIZZOR.com. Oh, no, let me take that back. YIZZORTV.com or YIZZORRADIO.com. Yizor TV or YIZORradio.com. Sign up, be a part of this movement, because we're definitely moving forward. And Dwayne has his own show called Moving Forward, just to let you know that we're moving forward. All my songs I played tonight was about money, because, like I said, money is the root of all evil. Money controls the world, and we want more. And we just got to get together as a group of individuals and figure out how to make our money work for us and us not work for our money. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan. So we're going to have a special edition on my show where we have some money makers to come in and talk to us about how they started their businesses, what did they do to maintain the flow of income, and how has it affected their lives. So we're going to be getting some interviews from some. You don't have to live in the city. You could be outside of the city, and you can simply call in to 515-605-9800. If you're not in the city, we could interview you over the phone. We here to talk to me, talk to Tana. So that's what we want to do. We want to talk about it, show somebody how to overcome financial burdens and how to prepare for the future with the income that you have, how to make your income multiply, and how to keep it. Because everybody that get money don't keep money. You know, we quick to spend it. Like, you want to go out and buy the first Gucci shoe or shirt you see, and you spending $700 to $800 on one item, when if you was already looking good, that just makes you look great with Gucci, and then that makes your income decrease, because that one outfit just cost you 2 or 3 bands. Digging into your future. I keep coming up with new slogans. You hear that, Dwayne? Digging into your future. So, you know how I get creative while we're on the air. Think of things, we write them down, and then we try to put them into motion after the fact. I want to give a shout out to Dwayne for always coming up with creative ideas to help us get this money, y'all. So we need to get this money. And it's a proven fact that if we all put our coins together, we can all prosper, you know, but we all have to start on the same level. Nobody's coming to the table with $10,000 and then everybody else is bringing $500. We all have to do our equal part and be equal partners. And the only way we could do that is if we do it together. You know, you have to, you have to invest, you know. Majority of the people that are successful took a chance, stepped out, took a chance, and guess what? The results ended good. Now, I ain't going to say every situation is a great situation, and you're not going to go through ups and downs, and you're not going to have to climb over no hills, but if we stay together, stay faithful in God, and trust that we could do it, you know. It's the thing with that is, I think, is people's attitude. Because everybody feels like it's theirs. If it's a group of people, it's not yours. It's the group. You have to respect the fact that everybody is there working on a group level. And we're all doing things to try to help bring that bring the group up as a whole. So when you get a group of people and then you got people that are genuinely involved, and then you have people that are side doing shit on the side trying to maneuver the situation, like, you going off the grid, bro. Like, why are you over here trying to make side deals over here when we got a whole to focus on? And then you look up, that person done took your ideal and ran with it. And we have so many individuals in this city who use people to get information and create their own they create their own lane with your originality and everything that you brought to the table. And then what they do? Fuck you. Yep, I said it. They fuck you. So you have to be careful who you group yourself with. Let's start off there. That's why I said nobody can come to the table. One person got $5,000 to put in the pot. Everybody got to have $5,000. We all going to lose the same amount, and we're going to lose it together. We're going to lose it, or we're going to double it, or we're going to triple it, and that's just how it need to be. But then you come to the point where you got who's the HNIG. Well, if we all put money together, we all that. We all the HNIG. You have a table, and you all have to come to the table and have agreement. I didn't say arguments. I said agreement. You have to have discussions. You have to have communication. Everybody ideal is a group ideal, you know, whether it's yours or not. That don't mean you get no extra money, that we all out here hustling for your ideal. It's everybody's project. It's just not about you. And that's what we tend not to do, is stick together, because somebody always gets sidetracked about the money. I told you everything's going to be about money today. Everybody gets sidetracked about the money. If we made $500 on a show and it's five of us, guess what? We all get $50 a piece. And then the other 250 should go back in the pot so we can recreate another pot. And then that pot can do more. And then, you know, you just can't get all the money out at one time. It's not going to be like that. So we have to be realist about being a part of anything. But if you're good enough to do it all by yourself, kudos to you, and I hope the best for you. But sometimes it's good to have a foundation backing you, and it's good to have genuine people that are genuinely in it for the same thing, and you're trying to reach the same goals. Like, we all want to be better. We all want the money. We all want to do less work and get paid, but we got to get to that point. Can't just step outside with $3 and think you're coming back in the house with $3 million. It's not happening like that. I'm sorry. Not unless you get a Brinks truck down the street and ain't no cameras on the corner. I don't know. Maybe. I'm just saying. I don't know how y'all be thinking, but I'm just telling y'all how I'm thinking. Like, you just can't do that. It's not gonna happen. We all have to have somebody behind us at all times. Like, it looks easy to some people, be like, oh, that's a single mom. She handling it. She doing it. She worked 2-3 jobs. I'm her. Them did that. You know what I'm saying? I had a disconnect notice or two, but guess what? I found another job to cover that disconnect notice. So yeah, I didn't mind being a single mother working 2-3 jobs, because that showed my kids that I did it. Nobody else did that. So that means if there's an issue with you and something you got going on, you can do it. You just got to put your mind to it. And don't let nobody tell. I said you can't let. No, don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Because if you continue to let people get into your mind, you won't do it. That can't will turn into a won't do it. And that is not what you want to have. Stay focused. Be on your grind and learn how to put back. Learn how to save. You have to learn how to save. If you make, and I'm going to say, if you have an extra $300 on Friday after you get paid and you paid your bills, put $150 up. Budget yourself. We have to be mindful and obedient to ourselves. Don't forget, you got to give God some too. So give him his portion too, because he's the creator and he is making the things happen for you. So you have to be obedient to yourself. Learn how to make yourself do it, because guess what? If you don't have that extra $150 to spend, guess what? You ain't got it. So you can't spend something that you done already obligated to something else. So if you take that $150 and put it or give it to somebody that you trust to hold your money, which we don't have a lot of people that we could trust, but y'all could trust me. I'll hold y'all money for y'all. Charge y'all a little interest for saving space, because we don't trust the banks all the time. You never know when the banks are going to crash. You never know when the ATM is not going to work. You can't get to the ATM. You know, it just be situations like that. But you have to learn as an individual how to set the money back. So what I try to do weekly is put some money away. I can't spend it if I don't have it. So if I don't have it, then I have to rearrange what I'm trying to do for the weekend or the week, because it's going to be based upon the money that I'm allowing myself in or to go somewhere and things like that. Before you know it, you look up, you got more money than you thought you had. I like to do that with my change too. every day you come home, build, get you a pot, get you a old bottle, get you an old water bottle from Lowe's, you know, if you got water containers, get you something. Every day you come home, take that change out your pocket and put it somewhere where you don't want to use it at. I use my change to go on vacation with. So if I go on two vacations a year, I'm at least have $500 or $600 extra dollars in just change, because I'm obedient to putting that change into a safe place every day I come home. If it ain't number 32 cents a day, guess what? They tell you on the TV 25 cents a day will save somebody starving in Africa. Well, you could save yourself from starving right here in America. So all you have to do is be obedient to yourself and be consistent. You got to be consistent with it. Just throw that change over into a jar. Watch how it build up, and before you know, you might have $600-$700. And you know, you never know what you might need it for. You might have a flat tire. You might have car trouble. You might have a bill that's higher because you got say a water bill come. And it's $172, and it's normally only $38. So that should let you know right there that you got a leak somewhere. And if you ain't smart enough to know what that jump is, or you didn't inquire on it, then you're not self-sufficient anyway, because you ain't paying attention. So you got to be mindful. Like I said earlier, you have to be mindful about you and your situation and your surroundings, and figure out how and what's best for you to do and how to do it. And don't think that you can't do it by yourself. You might require a little help from here or there, but make sure you're giving that help back to somebody else, because they say, no, they don't say. I learned in church years and years and years and years ago, all of my help comes from the Lord. So if you're a strong believer in him, then you should believe in yourself as well, because he's not going to put more on you than you can bear. And that's just a fact. And I ain't trying to preach to y'all, but it's just a fact. And it's coming to you like that from me today, because I'm a firm believer. And I know that when you get money, you have to be able to manage it. You have to be able to manage your money. If you get an unexpected lump sum of money and 2-3 days is gone and you don't got nothing to show for it, why did you get it? The Lord didn't give it to you or put it in your position for you to abuse it. You have to be able to be mindful and use it for what is needed. Yeah, you want to go on vacation. Yeah, you want to take a couple of days out of work because you got some money. But guess what? It's going to go so fast, you're going to wish you had rearranged your thoughts and did something different with it. Facts, and I'm speaking on that from experience. Yes, I did say that. I'm speaking on that from experience, because a lot of money can get you in trouble. You tend to forget what is due and when is due, because you got the money. Oh, I got it. I'll pay it. Then you look up, you ain't got the money, and your shit is 2-3 months behind now. I ain't say that happened to me. I just said I know. There I go, cracking myself up again. Because it's funny to me. It's not funny. It's funny in laughter, but it's not funny because it's real, and it is happening to more people than you actually think it's happening to. We all are in need. We all need help. And you just cannot be ashamed or embarrassed to let somebody know if you need some help. Because like I said, you might be able to give that person some assistance and y'all balance each other out. It doesn't have to be a spouse or a boyfriend. It don't have to be somebody that you're in a relationship. It just has to be somebody that you trust is going to help build you back up the way you're trying to help build them back up, and whatever needs to be met at that particular time. So I got my money talk on. So we're going to take a small break before we come back with the end of the show, which, you know, like we like to have fun and get raunchy and nasty and all that stuff. So the first part of this show was all about the money, what we can do and how we can do it together. Or if you think you can do it all by yourself, when you get to that point and your bank account is overrolling in zeros, come and show me the way, because I will love to do what you're doing. So we're going to take a short intermission before we come back with this last segment of the night. Once again, it's Tuesday. It's Talk to Tana. You know how we get down. Shout out to Dwayne Abernathy and the Yizer staff for keeping this radio station live in effect.
Yeah, yo, A-Y-I flow sick. Fuck all y'all haters, so dick. I spit the game, so brick. Money, cash, hoes, money, cash, chick. Fuck sex, murder, and mayhem, romance for the street. Only white for mine, it's a life of crime. It says, life's a bitch, and many skirts and big chests. How can I not flirt with death? That's like the nigga. Long as life is generous, we gon' spend a lot of pray to Christ to give us. Fuck it, ice the rest and raise the price on these niggas. Y'all can't applaud on my level. I'll invite you all to get with us if you ball and glitter. When I go on the Hall of Players wall, my picture. If you get close enough, you can read the scripture. It reads money, cash, hoes. I'm real with that nigga. What money?
So now the guy's working for Jay-Z. Any problems, he can go to Jay-Z. Trouble writing a song, he can go to Jay-Z. Beef with his label, with other rappers, he can call Jay-Z. But now the guy's got to come up with Jay-Z's money every week, no matter what. Ain't selling any records? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you want me in your video? Fuck you, pay me. No one's coming in your shows, huh? Fuck you, pay me. And then what do you do? When you can't borrow another dollar from the label, you can't sell another single in the stores, you light it. You blow the joint.
We got London on the track.
Whoa.
The track.
Yeah, man, TIP and this motherfucker with me, nigga. To the max with it. Rex.
I count 6 shots.
Bustin' out the bando. A nigga jury real metal like a panel. Bleak. I went from rag to riches to a 50 with tip. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart lips. And that hippin' in made my hip lip. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got dubs in the alley, no tip. Yeah. Woo. Man, she ain't wanna have a good day. What? Smoke way more weed than a guy in LA. I hold them birds till next May.
Damn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, hey, heard. This is what my niggas can say.
Yeah. Don't be blowing me up, nigga. I ain't getting no. Ain't no use to you breaking my line. Stop wasting my time.
It ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say. I ain't better do shit.
It ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
Turn, turn, turn. I pack in 11, I pack in 11.
Boom.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just
seven.
I shoot at the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey.
She try make the ashes, I tell on these bitches. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I, what you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe the hood, ho. Learned that from UK, back pocket full of stone. With your money down, I can book a hard foe. Playing with it, I'ma send through your condo. My wife said the shit, shit, got bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hardo. Your head huncho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I'm quick to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Nigga, type of shit, why I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting no.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you breaking my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can't hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it. Turn it.
I packed in 11, I packed in 11.
Boom. Turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are deceptive.
Turn up.
I sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Fans out the grocery, they stuff with ladies.
Hey.
Hey. She try make the ashes, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches. Hey.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Nate, baby, you slain that crack. Ride so the car while he bang that act. If he ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch him with the bitch and he gon' blow your brain back there. You know you better be on your bed behavior when address me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga, disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in the shit you say. If it ain't about the money, nigga, don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting no.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you breaking my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me. Miss me with it. Turn it.
Turn it. I packed in 11, I packed in 11.
I. Boom. Turn
it. I ran in the gator, my shoes are deceptive.
Turn it.
I sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey,
hey. She made the ashes, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I, what you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe the hood, ho. Learned that from UK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
Yeah, man, I'm talking about big bank roll, man. Roll bands right all around, man. The big bad, you know what I mean? Cheese, scrap, currency, revenue, legal tender. Even when gained by illegal measure. Well, that would be dirty money. And not what's on it. I mean, what it took to get it. Get it? Come with the one thing to know it way around here where you...
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
All about the Benjamins, baby. Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the bed with the spoilers, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus, my hands on some grants like Horace, yeah, living the raw deal, three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal, but still, everything's real in the field, and what you can't have now, leave when you will, but don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard on your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums, 5 plus 5s, who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts, 5 carats on my hands with the cuts, and something European chromed out.
Being a broke nigga, drinking more liquor, driving a broke bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers, rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours, popping crystals, freaking the 3-quarter reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green, then G for my team. So while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you, I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picasso's. I have poppy flip coke outside, don't got those. The engine flowing like Sosa, and the Latin chick transporting the Docha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Range Rover stealing away from Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in the building with the from Daytona, when I was younger, once a boner, but now I only hit chicks to win beauty pageants, tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens, gangsta mentality, stay popping crystal, pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's soft brown, pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing, taking you down the river with your chick clinging, to my bizzle, acting hard when you was pussy as RuPaul.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the Benz with spoilers, on the low from the day in
the
Taurus.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family, dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing this is for my homies, and you know me for making niggas so sick, lost in my six with the necks on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the rule, cause it's platinum coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own dick. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda late. Dash the 80s in the safe. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I've been here still, crystal still, high bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Glasgow. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rock the red man and naughty. All in my kitty cat, half a brick of yay. In the bra with her titty back. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the player mantis. Attack with the mouth, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off to the R&D, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji. Why?
All right, well, I'm back. Just want to give you some quick reminders of what's coming up and what's going on. We got the Funny First Fridays popping off July the 1st. And guess what, y'all? This is our 7th show of the year. Well, my 7th show of the year. And I want to say I am proud of everybody that has touched my stage. Nobody's been on there twice. So it has not had to be a repeat show because we got enough talent in Indy probably to last through December. You know what I'm saying? It's just if you're willing to do the footwork to be on the stage. That's all I'm saying. That's all I am saying. So this Funny First Friday is coming up, July the 1st. We got my homeboy, my dog, Nate Robinson, going to be our headliner. We got Scooby. We got Kiara Lee, and we also got Camila Aquia. So gonna be a live hot show. I'm always trying to throw in something a little spicy, a little extra. I'm gonna give a shout out to Real Ago for showing up on the June show, the June 3rd show. He is a rapper. He is a videographer. He's a well-around, grounded young guy. And I met him trying to sneak into Bentley's nightclub. We worked there on 21st and Franklin Road. And told him back then that there was something out there for him and he needed to reach that goal and, you know, don't be on the streets and this and this and that or whatever. Whatever his life has took him through, we reunited and he is a great on the scene cameraman. So you're looking for a videographer. He videotapes his own videos. Like I said, he's a rapper. He's an artist. And he's a dope little dude. And I'm going to put this out there because I don't know how he would want me to say this. This ain't his show. I can say what I want. He's on house arrest. And he's still making his time to go to work and try to do videos and footage of people that are in need of that because that's where his passion is. So anything that I can do to support him, I am down for that. So he asked me to be in one of his videos. So I'm going to be a video girl. And no, I'm not going to be twerking. In case that's what y'all was thinking. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on how the music hit me. Might be turned into something different. I don't know. But he is a wonderful young individual, and I'm just going to put it out there for him. You need a videographer. You need somebody young on your team that might be who you need to go to. Yeah, okay. So Dwayne said we need you at Yizer because he can't cover all the events by himself. So we're going to definitely reach out to Real Ago and find out what we can do to still help you boost yourself. I also want to give a special shout out to DJ M. Banks, and not just because he's my son, it's because he is my son. He is a great father, and he is a young entrepreneur himself. He has a car detailing business, and he also has his own, he's a DJ, and he's a rap artist. Now, next week, I'm going to feature some of his songs that has not been released because he's stingy with his music. And he like, when I come, mommy, I want to come hard. And I understand that and I get that. So he's a perfectionist. So he wants to make sure that when he hit y'all, he hit y'all. And y'all will appreciate the way. I'm just going to tell you that. And not because he's my son. It's just because he's putting so much energy into his presentation that I know it's gonna be successful, and it's not just about the money, but it's about investing your money. And when you invest your money and your time into yourself, you prep yourself the way you want to be presented. So his presentation, y'all, is gonna be a banger. Just letting you know. That's just, it is what it is, and it's going to be so dope. And then I think I'm going to feature myself on one of his projects. Y'all heard me. I'm going to feature myself, you know. So I'm going to sneak in and do one of my little raps or something. Definitely my daughter, I'm pretty sure they're going to collab because she is she's got a few songs under her belt too that she has not released. So when this presentation comes out, it's going to give you a wide variety of energy on a few different levels. Now, I don't have a song, but I think I need one. And I think it's going to be about money. How well does that fit into this evening? I'm going to make a song about money so I could be featured on my son's first premiere. Yeah, I think I should do that. I'll give myself a round of applause. Fuck y'all. But, yep. It's going down. 22-23. Look forward to seeing a lot of energy coming out of my camp, because I say that's my camp because they my kids. And they know the value of money. It's what you're willing to do to make it. And it has to be made honestly. Like I said, the streets got good, fast money, but the streets come with a lot of backlash. It comes with a lot of death. It comes with a lot of enemies. Those are the things that you don't want in order to survive. You cannot survive if you're constantly looking over your shoulder trying to figure out who and what might be after you. Although we cannot prevent it, even though you got a good business, you got a good vibe, you're still going to have people that are going to be hating on you, and they are going to want to see you down. So go down with a fight. Go down with the goodness in your heart. Go down knowing that you did the best that you could do. And that's what I got for y'all tonight. That's the energy I'm bringing to y'all tonight. If you want that money, you need to make that money. If you can't make that money, invest your money in something that you think somebody else can help make you some money for. You're not a street person, don't be on the street trying to make money. If you got to go to work to make your money, go to work to make your money. Like, do it smart for yourself. They say work smarter, not harder. So if you got to go to work for 10 years and listen to upper management and all of this give you grief about all of that, and you save your money in that 10-year period, and when you get to that 10-year point, you like, bam, I'm taking all this money that Tana told me to set aside. I'm going to start my own business because I value myself and I know my network, and I know that this product that I got that I want to put out is going to bang. So take your time. Figure out, get you a blueprint together, because you can't do anything without a blueprint. Get you a blueprint together. I mean, that could be big. Hey, get you a big pen, blue, preferably, if you want a blueprint. Print that shit out on paper. Write down what you want to do. Write down how you want to do it. Write down the length of time you're giving yourself to get to that point. Write down who you want to be involved with it. Write down what you want the outcome to be. And start checking that shit off. If you're right-handed, check it off with your left hand. If you left-hand, check it off with your right hand. I'm saying that because both your hands matter. Don't always rely on your right hand to do the left hand's work. And don't rely on your left hand to do your right hand's work, because both of them should be working together. So while you shuffling paper over here to the right, you should be counting money on your left. While you addressing people on your left, you should be counting money on your right. So I'm just telling y'all, giving y'all some, you know, a few little pointers. I ain't going to say that it worked for everybody, but just try it. Okay. I had a little message pop up on my computer. I had to see what it said, and it didn't affect what I'm doing, so I'm okay with that. As long as anybody tell me to quit talking, I'm all good. We got 23 minutes left to go in this show, so now it's time for us to relax and rewind. All right, so I've been serious with y'all. Now it's time for some fun. I want to give a shout-out to all the Geminis in the building, outside the building, around the world, around the country. My sister's a Gemini, and I do not have my sister with me. My sister's been deceased since 2016. A void in my heart that will always be missed. Well, actually, in 2016, I lost my sister and I lost my granddaughter in December. So 16 was kind of like a hard year for me. This is my sister's birthday month. Her birthday is the 18th, which is coming up in 4 days. So I'm definitely going to be celebrating her life this week. And however I choose to celebrate that life is going to be my choice, my decision, and fuck what you think. That's just how I feel. I have other relatives that are Geminis as well. I had an aunt who just had a birthday last week, my Aunt Barbara, which is my mom's third oldest sister. She's right above my mom, so her and my mom was pretty close. My mom was pretty close with all her sisters. Like me, I'm like my mom with her sisters. she was like the go-to, even though she wasn't the oldest and she wasn't the youngest. Just everybody, her energy was for everybody, and everybody hung at our house. Everybody lived at our house. My cousins lived at our house. They kids lived at our house. Like, my mom is that person, and I am. That's what I'm saying. When you give back to, people, you get it back. My mom will be 79 this year, and she has truly been a blessing to me and a lot of other people. Even in our community, back in the day on Man Love, when we lived at 2808 Man Love, shout out to all my East Side people that hung out at our house, because I had all older siblings. So my sister brought a group of friends, different friends. My brothers brought a group of friends, like, so I was the baby of the bunch. So I got to be everybody's little sister. So I try to carry that out to other people and be other people's big sisters and be other people's persons to go to. Talk to Tana has really been a stone stepper for me, because I've been doing this outside of a mic. And it's a blessing to me because somebody blessed me with it. All my older cousins used to fight over me, who was going to watch me. I mean, I had cousins, like, I was a hip cousin. They keep me, I'd be moving from hip to hip. This one cousin put me down, the other one cousin would pick me up. So I'm just telling y'all that when you give energy, you receive energy. And that's why I think my energy is so big on people. I had spoke earlier about D. Craig last week, and the fact that I did get to give him a hug before he left. I have a friend that's been in our family as a family friend for years and years and years, who told me on Thursday, not even knowing what happened Wednesday night, losing D. Craig or whatever, he said, "You know, I've been liking you since we were little, and I don't know how I feel about you walking around this bar hugging everybody." I said, "Well," I said, "that's just me. You know, whether I'm in a relationship or not, that's just me and my energy that I give to people. I hug everybody every day when I see them." And I told him, I said, "You know," I said, "I hug people because you never know when it's going to be the last day you see somebody." I hugged D. Craig Wednesday night on the normal. He had karaoke. I walked through the bar going to the bathroom, had to stop, give him a hug. "What's up, DC?" is what I call him. I call him DC. "What's up, DC?" Like, nothing's going to be. I go to the bathroom, come back. It's just everything was all good. And then to later on that morning find out that he was no longer with us. So you just never know what your last contact is with somebody. You just never know what impact you might have had on them that day. We talked about the impact earlier. You just simply saying hi to somebody. You simply giving somebody in a line behind that's digging for 82 cents in change to go ahead and flip that dollar out there and say, "Here, cover that." You know, you just never know what impact you have on a person's last moments or their last thoughts of you, because it simply could have been me. So you just don't know. And then you sit back and you think about, what could I have said, or what could I have done different? Or somebody could simply say the same thing about you. "I wish I had said this to her. I wish I had did that," you know, but you'll never have that chance again until you see them in heaven. So I said I was going to be funny and goofy this period, but I went back serious on y'all again. I'm sorry. It's just a mo. Okay, well then come on. Come on, bring me over here then. I know you've been outside watching me and trying your best not to come in here and let me do this segment by myself. But
you in the zone.
You we like, talking about
you,
money.
You like Steph Curry last night. You hitting them threes, so I got to get out your
bam,
way.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam. You know what I'm saying? I got to get out your way.
We got a championship to win around here. We got time to be playing.
We're playing at Yizer. We here to win, baby. And anybody you want to be on a winning team, you got to get it. Time to be. So you can come out here, you entrepreneurs, on Tuesday night so y'all can do a walkthrough and get interviewed by time.
The live, y'all got to see the setup for to be in the live audience. And we're starting off small with seven people because we don't want to over.
It's the quality.
Yeah, it's quality of people that we want in here.
Exactly.
And we also don't want you to be outside doing more than my show.
Right. We want you focused on Tana B's show.
It's just not going to fly.
It ain't going to fly.
So, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to put out on my page all week long that we're looking for the 7 entrepreneurs who's interested in what Yizer has going on, the support system that we need to help us continue our journey to come in, be a part of the live setting. You have to schedule. We have 2 appointment times. So you could be the first 7 or you could be the second 7. Come in. You can sit back, relax, have some snacks, watch the live video show going of the Talk to Tana show, and also find out more about Yizer, how to become Yizer, how to be promoted on Yizer, and how you can also be somebody on Yizer.
There's that Yizer life, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R.
Yeah, .com. Not com, com.
But,
.com.
Back to what you were saying about being a hugger. I'm going to make a vow to all you single ladies out there who want some type of love, and just case, you know, you never know. It might be your last day, so you can always get at me.
Hard Drive Hugger. He just changed his whole fucking name. He's going to be the Hard Drive Hugger.
Hard Drive Hugger.
She was going to get funny. The Hard Drive Hugger.
Or Goofy, one of the two.
He's going to be a stripping hugger. And he hugging for dollars. Fives, tens, and twenties.
I am hugging for dollars. And we do take digital, so, you know, we do take Cash App and all the others.
Scan your barcode, put your money in my Apple wallet.
Exactly.
See all the cash we can get. Residuals matter. Yeah, but that's just a fun part of being being an entertainer. I'm not saying I'm being new to being on the internet, because I did do a radio show with Marcus Wayne, like when it was first being aired. And I mean, like, we went through the, you know, and it wasn't him scratching.
I remember them days.
It was a communication, and it was the service. And shout out to him. He's getting ready to have his birthday party. And thank you, Marcus, for calling me, Marcus Wayne. Thank you for calling me to ask me that. He wanted me to do some karaoke in the beginning of their birthday party. Him and Freddie Fresh are celebrating their birthdays together, but unfortunately, I worked that day, and I was not able to accommodate you or be at your party. So he a July baby. So I want to tell you that happy pre-birthday, and I wish that I could be a part of that celebration. I will celebrate with you no matter where I'm at, because you are one of the first people that has some faith in me and gave me an opportunity to work with you on radio when you were first starting off with WTLC. I wasn't on TLC, but I was on one of the first radio shows that Marcus was a part of. So honored to say that. Thank you, Marcus, for that step. That makes me just as comfortable today with Yizer and me being on the radio, me being here by myself. My guests, which is, that's what they call guests. We'll guess if you show up or guess if you not. But guess what? The show must go on.
Guess what? The show goes on.
By myself or me and Dwayne. If I had to make
you. We got the whole world. We ain't by ourselves.
If I had to make you play 3 characters tonight.
I'm doing it. Hey, you know me. You know, I got my libations. I'm liable to do or say anything.
What is your new name? Hard Drive.
Big Hard Drive.
Big Hard Drive.
That's my dancer name. You gave me the hugging.
Big Hugging Hard Drive.
That's my dancer name, ladies. So yeah.
Or Big Hard Drive the Hugger.
I like that one better.
Big Hard Drive the Hugger. Yeah, because he hugging any size female that come around him. He already done asked for y'all permission in advance.
I'm sorry.
Hey, we smashing for cash. It's about the money.
Smashing for cash.
It's about the money.
We got over here.
for cash.
We got streaming bills. Hey, so, yes, if I got a smash for cash.
Streaming dick.
Women only. You must show that you got baby pictures.
Hell, fuck that. I want to see your birth certificate.
I'm going to see your
birth certificate. No, because you know they can alter birth certificates.
Exactly.
But listen, I ain't going to say that baby pictures, because it was a lot of little girls that was born with no hair, and it's a lot of boys born with a lot of hair.
Okay.
So that's kind of hard to determine. You really can't go by a baby picture.
I'm not going
to
be.
You need to do an Apple Adam check.
An Apple Adam or Adam's Apple? Apple Adam.
If the apple ain't in the Adam, it ain't a boy.
Okay, well, I got a question, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I guess. That's the word I'm looking for. But I'm about to date myself.
He just want
to
respect himself.
Right. When I was growing up, every girlfriend that I had used to have a calendar of
when
her.
They come on a period.
There you go. Do they still do that?
No.
Oh, shit. Well,
some of them is hoping they don't come on so they can snag a baby daddy.
Because I'm about to say, you mean, how many of you to bring your cycle records? And they need to date back at least 20 years so I know you've been a woman your whole life. I'm going to need to see them cycle records.
Well,
is that asking too much?
It depends on if they already did 20 years in jail.
Oh, wow, because they are paying for that, ain't they? Hell to the no.
Yeah, we are. Hey, everything, see, there's a reaction to every action.
Damn, I ain't never thought about, like,
so
you know what?
It's not even safe to say you could go buy baby pictures to be able to tell if you're a girl or a boy.
Okay, well, this is what I'm about to do then. To make it easier for brothers of my age group, I'm going to need every female that I met in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm not even going to fuck with the 2000s. That's who I'm dating fucking with. Period.
Because you know that for sure.
They for sure.
Backtracking.
If you say,
you got to backtrack.
You used to hang out at Eastgate Rink. I'm your man.
Eastgate Mall.
Right. Or Eastgate Mall. If you know what Eastgate Mall is, I'm the man for you because I know.
We ain't taking nothing on the west side of Keystone.
At all. Exactly.
That is so funny.
If you remember Zez Barbecue, you are the woman for me.
How about Zare?
Or Zare's, yes.
Airway.
Or Airway, exactly.
Kmart
and Roslyn Bakery. Let's go.
Ooh.
No, Roslyn Bakery in Devington, though.
No, Roslyn Bakery on 25th and Keystone, where they was making the shit.
Half
a block down from
my
house.
They were making
I lived at 2738 North Keystone, so I smelt that bread and them donuts every morning.
Damn, you're right. They're over there.
Yeah, that was the motherfucking spot.
That was the spot.
30th and Keystone, Roslyn Bakery.
So, ladies, I'm taking applications. If you fit those qualifications.
You got to be a reference to one of those.
One of those, Robin Bakery, Airway, Zibs. What else did we
say? Where we going to go back? How far are we
going to
go back?
We're going all the way back to 84.
Let's go back.
And
back.
Skating rink.
No. Show me an outfit that you was in at Cash Bargain Center.
Boom. There you go. Go ahead, Eastside Brightwood. Let's go. Cash Bargain.
There we go.
And if you know the theme song,
Cash Bargain Center.
Ha!
A bargain hunter's paradise.
What?
That's an ad-lib. Cash Bargain Center.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to spend it twice.
Wow. Yo, we need
I
to
made the
that
last
up.
Part up, but the first part was original.
We need to find out if we can find that commercial, man.
That's how it was.
That's on something we can find the audio and play it.
The Bargain Hunter Paradise.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, Cash Bargain Center. So if you know about Cash Bargain Center, I'm your man. You my girl. Let's go.
But you got to wear the outfit.
Oh, wow.
Get you some irregular Gloria Vanderbilt or Calvin Klein.
She would have to wear a mama outfit.
No. Get you some irregular Gloria Vanderbilts or Calvin Klein.
With one leg lower than the other one?
Hey, yeah.
A pocket missing?
The pocket sold up.
It got a zipper and a button fly. I got both.
Stretchy waist.
You remember jelly beans?
Yes. Oh, your feet were so hot and sweaty. That's why a lot of older women now got bad feet.
You think so? Because of jelly,
yes,
you don't
of
jelly beans?
Beans.
Really?
Yes.
You used to have a lot of different colors.
Listen, yes. And guess what? The jelly beans were cute. They were cute, colorful, and they were clear with holes in them. Mm-hmm. Guess what they look like now?
Crocs.
Exactly.
And they made a billion off
they
of them.
Jelly Crocs.
They jelly Crocs. Right. Hell to the
they
no.
They was jelly Crocs.
Jelly Crocs.
Back
you're
in
right.
the day.
Wow. See, but, how, see how nothing
see
is new,
the,
they just redo
the
it.
Material done changed.
It's better.
So the jelly beans back then, your feet would be so hot and sweaty.
The damn shoe will melt on your foot.
Yeah, but you will wear it down to the ground quicker because the material would be so hot.
And that shit melt.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's that, yeah.
Damn,
jelly
Crocs. See, see ain't nothing
see
new
how
out
I'm
there.
Giving, I'm
that's
giving
funny.
Y'all game.
That's
y'all
game.
Didn't even ask for this shit. This is free
ask.
Shit.
It's free, baby.
And it didn't even cost you that much money.
Right.
So back then, jelly beans was like $7.99.
Okay.
Or you can get them at Cash Bargain Center for like $4.99.
Because 1 foot was between the other.
You can get them in Preston Safeway for $3.99.
Oh, yeah.
Al Six.
So funny. Do you remember? I don't know. I know. I
do I remember? I'm older than him. He's going to ask me, do I remember?
When the Shoe Carnival first opened up.
Yes.
It was the shoe, right?
Buy one, get one. Half
oh
off.
My gosh, Shoe Carnival was the shit. Like, what?
So I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I went to Shoe Carnival last week because, you know, my daughter is doing custom Crocs now. So I was like, ooh, buy one, get one free. So I got me some. I got my daughter a pair. Then I got both my granddaughters a pair. So I'm thinking, buy one, get one half off. I needed some tennis shoes for work, so I said, I got me a tennis shoe. My daughter called me. She's like, Mommy, I need a work shoe, too. So I was like, okay, buy one, get one half off. I walked back past them Crocs. I seen another color I wanted. I said, okay, I'm going to have to get two more pairs so I can buy one, get one half off. Because this is my whole thing. I'm thinking in my head the whole time.
Right.
So when I got to the register, with none of that shit, buy one, get one half off.
What was it?
Selective shoes.
Oh, hell no. They had a special tag. You had to go find a special tag.
None of the Crocs was selective.
Hell no.
Hey, they gave me the total. I said, what? I said, what happened? Hold on. I got an email from y'all the other day. I think I get a discount off the time. Right. Oh, no, you get some points. So when do these points kick in? I've been a Shoe Carnival member since the motherfuckers opened, and I ain't never got a discount. What the fuck?
Hell to the no.
Big hard drive. They taking advantage of.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Shoe Carnival, you got to do better.
I mean, okay. My granddaughter, 5, her Crocs cost more than my daughter that's 25.
Damn. And you know what? They do that on purpose because they know she's going to outgrow them within 3 months.
And going to need a bigger size.
Yeah.
That is
don't
so
hate
crazy.
The player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Hate the game.
Get that money.
The money is. Yeah, I told you everything is about money. Cause how is a 5-year-old shoe $54 and 99, and a grown up 29.99.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. This I heard some executives from Jordan talk, and they said that. What took Jordans over the top is when they started selling kid shoes. Because remember when Jordans first came out, they didn't sell kid Jordans.
Right, right. Well, no, I ain't going to say that.
When they first came out, they didn't sell Jordans for kids.
Okay, when did Jordans first come out?
I don't know, like, well, I was in high, like 84, 82, between 82 and 84. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan went in no motherfucking NBA in no 80s. I was in high school in 80s. We nothing about no damn Jordan.
Jordan
didn't come out till the early 90s.
No. Look it up. Let's Google it.
I ain't going to say when he started playing basketball.
Jordan, the first pair, I had a pair of Jordans in high school. I graduated in 89.
All right, we got a challenge. We got a challenge, y'all. Y'all need to call in and tell us. Whoever gives me the exact, because y'all going to have too much time to look it up.
Yeah,
to
get a whole week, right.
Yeah, we ain't going to do that. I was getting ready to get y'all some motherfucking tickets, but then y'all all going to need a ticket because y'all all going to be lying.
Yeah.
So I ain't even going to let y'all lie to me, but I'm going to come back to y'all next week with some facts about Jordan and them shoes. I'm going to tell you, because I was in high school in the 80s. I ain't know nothing about Michael Jordan.
Came out. I graduated in 89.
I graduated in 88.
And Jordans was out.
There was no Jordan on the market.
The first
okay, we're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see.
Jordan
I don't know what the. I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go. All right, we'll check y'all out. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you had a good time tonight, please come back next Tuesday from 7 to 9, talk to Tana. If you want to be in our audience for the live studio presentation, please get at me. T-N-N-A-R-E-A-L.
Marketing. Or hit up at markyizer.com.
That part. Marketing at Yizer.
Yeah.
Come on, join the team.
Take that.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price of the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whip, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna bluff it up. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Flex the bro, sign a check for your hoe. Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all names aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet. Foolish ain't out of chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money's too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine is 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending 100 since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where
Ferrari,
you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the ring. The window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Nigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for dogs that's locked in the thing. When you hit the brick, new whip, money ain't a thing. Y'all wanna floss with us, cause all across the board we burning up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
K6, I live the life. Eating crab, watching get to shake shit all night. I make the big move, do the big thing. Take small groups, turn them into big names. The big dog with the big chains. Frostbit bracelet, the match. Can't say I'm the shit, man. Type of nigga that you need in the crew. Type of dude that'll do shit you won't do. Can't do, get more burned than a candle. Too hot to hold, too much to handle. The black seat.